programs. Flager's open support of Farrakhan is also easily documented. According to a Chicago television news report on May 25, 2007, Farrakhan returned to St. Sabina following serious surgery for cancer to give a fiery, hour-long speech to a packed congregation. The 73-year-old Farrakhan's return to the church he visited many times before, seemingly as animated and energetic as ever, fulfilled a promise he'd made to its pastor, Father Michael Flager, said the story, written by local CBS reporter Jay Levine. The CBS story included a video clip of Farrakhan's speech to the church. Flager can be seen accompanying Farrakhan into the church and sitting behind Farrakhan as Farrakhan gives his speech from the pulpit. Several examples of Flager's radical street protest politics are also fully documented and available for easy reference on the Internet. On May 29, 2007, Flager joined Jesse Jackson and his organization Operation Push in a protest in front of Chuck's Gun Shop in the Chicago suburb of Riverdale, threatening Second Amendment rights. According to the CapitalFactsBlog.com, a well-read Chicago blog, Flager twice threatened to snuff out the shop's owner and threatened the same for legislators who oppose gun control legislation. For his comments, Flager received a rebuke from the Archdiocese of Chicago's Cardinal Francis George, who said in a statement, "Publicly delivering a threat against anyone's life betrays the civil order and is morally outrageous, especially if this threat came from a priest." A video on YouTube.com of another protest speech by Flager shows him giving a nighttime, candlelit speech at Jackson Square in New Orleans, Louisiana, on August 29, 2007, calling on President Bush to resign for having immorally invaded Iraq and abandoning the African-American community of New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. Flager's resulting reputation is one of being an activist priest who involves himself directly in radical protest situations, giving speeches that suggest extreme, even violent, political action. His endorsement on Obama's website described Obama as a kindred spirit, an activist in the profile of RFK. On Thursday, May 29, 2008, World Net Daily's Aaron Klein broke a story that Father Flager had given a sermon the previous Sunday at Trinity Church, in which the priest implied Hillary Clinton was a white supremacist who believed she would win the Democratic presidential nomination because of white entitlement. Flager then referred to incidents such as occurred during the New Hampshire primary, when Hillary Clinton's emotions erupted into tears in scenes captured by news cameras. The congregation responded with applause. Flager resumed, inventing some dialogue for Hillary about the nomination. "I'm Bill's wife. I'm white, and this is mine. I just gotta get up and step into the plate." And then out of nowhere came, "Hey, I'm Barack Obama." And she said, "Oh, damn, where did you come from? I'm white. I'm entitled. There's a black man stealing my show." Flager paused and began acting out loud sobs, mocking Hillary, crying, by wiping fake tears from his eyes with a handkerchief. The video camera panned to show the congregation on their feet applauding. "She wasn't the only one crying," Flager continued. "There's a whole lot of white people crying." The video was particularly damaging, not just for Flager's obviously racist remarks, but for the clear enthusiasm with which the Trinity congregation and their current pastor, Reverend Moss, embraced Flager's sermon. Obama issued a typical first response, saying he was deeply disappointed in Flager's divisive, backward-looking rhetoric. For Obama, the damage control had only begun. On Saturday night, May 31, 2008, campaigning in Aberdeen, South Dakota, Obama held a surprise news conference and announced he was leaving Trinity after the recent episode with Father Flager. When questioned whether he was renouncing the church, Obama stopped short of doing so. Fundamentally, Obama knows he chose Trinity in full awareness of how radical the church's theology truly is. Poll numbers, not principle of deeply felt religious belief, explain entirely Obama's Saturday night massacre, in which he dumped Father Flager, Reverend Moss, and Trinity United Church of Christ, just as he had dumped Reverend Wright a few weeks earlier. Concern over Reverend Wright, Farrakhan, and Father Flager may not have swayed Democratic voters in the primaries, since many Democrats voting in the primaries were as radically to the left as Obama, or possibly even farther. In the general election, when the broad base of voters across the political spectrum is truly engaged, these controversies may well take on a whole new life. Millions of American voters who did not care what candidate the Democratic Party advanced for president in 2008 will suddenly start to care when it comes time for them to get serious about their vote in the general election.